You are listening to AnswerCast. Hello and welcome to AnswerCast, a series of insightful conversations with leaders who are shaping the new world with their expertise and passion for technology, innovation, customer experience, global business models, marketing, strategy, and much more.
Hi, this is Smita Hemige, Head of Marketing, ANSR. Thank you, KS Vishwanath, commonly known as KSV, to everyone who's been around the GCC block, a GCC council leader at NASSCOM, for your time today. Welcome to today's episode of AnswerCast, where one can get all their answers. Hi, KSV. Welcome to today's show.
Good morning, Smita. Pleasure speaking to you again.
Thank you. And if you can quickly introduce yourself and NASSCOM KSV for the listeners, that will be really great.
So thank you so much, Smita, for the opportunity. Introducing first NASSCOM. NASSCOM is a not-for-profit trade association which is completing close about 34 years of existence. And in the entire 34 years, our key objective is to place Indian IT on top and look at strategies that will be required to grow this Indian IT industry, work out the policies with the government, clear and create a collective voice for the industry with each other and with the stakeholders to present India as the IT destination for the world. And my role in this is to help grow the business in the growth sectors like engineering and R&D, business process management, and global capability centers, and work with Government of Karnataka and the members in Karnataka, where Karnataka has got the largest home to the IT pipe in the country. I work with members, work with stakeholders, work for the industry, work with the industry, and work along with the industry to achieve the growth of 2x growth for revenue by 2026.
Thanks, KSV. That's quite a lofty, large goal. So to quickly set context to the Global Capability Centers and what we're going to be talking today, according to a recent article in a leading Indian business newspaper, more than 100 multinational companies look to set up a global capability center in India in FY 2022 and 23. This projected growth is on top of the existing 1,300 global capability centers that are already present in India. This sector employs about 1.2 to 1.3 million people, representing about 25% of the direct employment generated by the India's IT sector. In today's edition of AnswerCast, KSV and I are going to be talking about the growth of capability centers and also talk about how they grow, why and how are they growing at a robust rate, and also talking about what is the exciting times that is looking to come by as GCCs become mainstream. Let's dive straight in. And KSV, my first question is something that you and I have discussed at length many times, the operating model. How do you think this operating model has evolved? What are the changes that you've seen within the global capability centers industry's progression over the years?
It's a fantastic question. Happy to answer this. You know, I trace back in the not so distant period, say around 2010, when the growth of BPM, the GCC industry had just started. The real peak started in somewhere in 2006 onwards. At 2010, the GCC's, what was then called offshoring center or captive center, etc., were on experimentation, lift and shift processes, what is required. The focus was on efficiencies. The focus was on cost, efficiencies, what is required. Circle back in, say, 2016, the entire focus got shifted, accelerated because of several reasons. They realized, the parent enterprises realized the benefits of efficiencies being achieved so easily. They added more towers, more capabilities, more processes got done. And say in 2016 to 2020, the most of the capability centers also were started evolving beyond being an efficiency center, beyond being an enterprise talent center, also were building up as a capability center to build digital transformation. When I say digital transformation is, how do I cloudize many of the services? How do I build revenue operations? How do I build customer experience for end customers? How do I reduce the time taken for people to get on board with the system. The entire transformation was put across. In one way, if I put it, in the last 5 years, most of the GCCs, several of the GCCs, were invested early in the game in 2000 for cost, 2006 for productivity efficiency, 2015 for enterprise talent, are now looking at this engine, this entire GCC as an engine of transformation, engine of change, and bring the rapid momentum towards customer experience, the way to do it. So while the entire momentum has changed, the operating model has also changed. In the past, there's been one leader responsible for all. Then subsequently, the multiple leaders came in with a local reporting to one leader in India. Today, the most of the multiple towers, multiple leaders are all aligned to functionally to parent enterprises where the role is. And it is not as if all the roles possibly exist outside India. Some of the critical roles perhaps exist in India. Some of the roles, critical roles exist in some other parts of the world. Teams distributed, completely distributed. So everything has become matrix oriented, distributed oriented, functional oriented. The operating model is completely changed from a single monolithic to multiple small microcosm for the parent enterprise in India. That's the way the transition has completely changed. And it has changed for better. And people are still realizing what else could be done. Best is yet to come. The new evolving model for GCC is yet to evolve by 2026.
Thanks, KSV. And, you know, we did touch upon in your previous, you know, response around digital, right? And movement on the digital journey. So I wanted to ask and get your views around, how do you think GCCs have actually moved up the value chain? You did talk about the entire evolution of moving from low routine services to centers of excellence for advanced capabilities. What have you seen in the market today? And can you give one or two examples of how organizations have actually used this model to build their global capability centers with advanced digital capabilities here in India?
Now, I will take a step backward. It is not a GCC phenomena alone. Perhaps in 2013-2015 timeframe, the world enterprises were disrupted by the emergence of the tech companies like Facebook, Amazon, Google, all these companies, Microsoft, who are reinventing themselves, were coming across to say, how do I serve my customers better? How do I service my agents better? How do I serve my external ecosystem quicker, faster, agile? All these concepts put together also impacted the enterprises to see how could they be more response to their end customers or agents, or reducing the concept of MTTRCCD, mean time to respond to changing customer demand. So that entire concept put together what needs to be done. For instance, in the earlier model, while each of the processes were all green, what they were delivering to the parent headquarters, but the customer satisfaction NPS score was, end customer satisfaction was low. They were still perhaps taking average of 8 to 10 days to open a bank account for a customer in outside any part of the world. Whereas every process that followed the define was green. So people were now saying, what is it we require to innovate to not only ensure your processes are green, but also your NPS is on the higher side and it's on the green side. So people started looking at capabilities to look, engage with startup ecosystem. That is one area which took place. Some organization did give mandate to the GCC entities in India to see what is required for innovation. Some other organization defined saying that for digital capabilities of my parent enterprises will be co-located in location where perhaps the digital strengths are there, or perhaps where the digital startup ecosystem is coming up. So several of the retailers and e-commerce companies shifted their digital transformation center capabilities through startups or outside startup movement here got done in India. That is second took place. And third, many GCCs created the concepts of centers of excellences for some of the areas where digitization was taking place, either in terms of cloud or in terms of data or in terms of analytics, AI, etc., etc., etc. They were all shifted here. Again, I would say out of the 1,300 to 1,500 GCCs that we have in the country, perhaps about 100, 200 of them have taken that responsibility to move their capabilities for digital transformation into this part of the world. When I say the capability in this part of the world, it's not necessarily only in terms of the leaders being available here to do it. The program management, program driving happens from here. The startups could be pan-world. Startup could be pan-Pacific, the pan-Asia. So you can get startups could participate. The program management done by him, part of the program could be there. People started sharing the use cases. People started collaborating with one another to solve the problem. The center of gravity for the GCC momentum for the worldwide started shifting to India. For example, 45% of global GCC centers outside the home country is now located in India. So, for example, if you look at a large tech company like Oracle, large banking financial services like Wells Fargo, and large enterprise financial software company like say Broadridge, all three of them have got their capability center in India. They are also are locally collaborating to reduce the cycle time that's required, the parent enterprises to reduce the cycle time required, MTTRCCD, and turn everything green. Lots of way doing it. Startup innovation is one. Internal innovation is two. Building the capability, the center of excellence is three. Fourth, and creating the digital leadership team in India, serving the global market is four, are some of the four methodology what people have taken to build that innovation chain from India.
Thanks, Keswi. And I think that, you know, summed that whole thing up really well. But I would like to move the question now that we've established that it's a great hub, it's a great model, it works really well, it's not nascent, it's been around for at least about two and a half decades. What I would like to understand is, where do you see the maturing infrastructure, the government policies, the enhanced service partner models, which are helping, you know, organizations look at India, you know, to set up a global team or a global capability center here? And it's become far more easier, right? What's your take on that? And why has it become more easier?
This is a fantastic question, Smita. Despite 1,500 GCCs, despite 45% market share, despite 1.3 million, the GCC story from India is a closely kept secret. Even today, among the several large GCCs who came in, large enterprises who came in 2000, 2006, 2010, and organizations such as ANSR have been able to sell the value proposition of Indian GCC, been able to get it. I would still add that perhaps several more enterprises, in engineering and R&D, largely in Europe, say, in say from US also in Midwestern, beyond the East Coast and the West Coast, several other enterprises, traditional entities wanted to build that capability for AI data. They have not yet understood the model of GCC. They have not yet understood what the India story is all about. So while over the period of last 20 years, the infrastructure, as rightly called out by you, has tremendously moved on. Not only the network infrastructure, even the cybersecurity infrastructure. When I say infrastructure, not only the physical infrastructure, the awareness, response, resolution, and reaction time, everything has improved to give confidence. The concept of what is a structured GCC model is also well understood by the government now compared to what possibly we had 10 years back. Even at the central government, even at the state government, like in many of the cities, they understand the importance of global multinational corporation. It is not only generating employment and capabilities, it is also creating infrastructure. It is also creating capabilities in other service providers and startup ecosystem to build across. Everything, as you said, has completely gone up. But what else can be done better? There is an opportunity for us to showcase the value proposition. Like ANSR, multiple organizations along with government, this is exactly a program which NASSCOM is also taking up, with government of India and with some of the state governments to take up the India story well. When I say India story well, it is just not India alone. Most of the global capability centers today have become totally global. They are end of the day delivering value of services to their parent enterprises or perhaps to the end customer through multiple delivery support centers in multiple geographies. The processes getting delivered, deployed, developed in multiple geographies. They are providing the leadership that is required to manage multi-culture, multi-geography, multi-city, multi-country environment in multiple geographies put together are delivering. So how do we communicate the power of getting it outside in a country where digital natives are strong, in a country where the digital talent pool is the highest, in the country where the digital network infrastructure is the best in class, is a story that needs to be told, that could be done. Other than that, the ease of doing business compared to what was in 2000, what was in 2010, what was in 2016, 20, many of the issues are getting addressed. Many of the issues are getting resolved quickly. That is less of a complaint. It is just that our aspiration is limiting the growth. When I say our aspiration, it is India leading and a spokesperson model and multiple smaller countries joining together, delivering value proposition to the end customer and to the end user who is benefiting from this exercise.
Thanks, KSV. And my final question before we close this extremely interesting conversation is, what do you see as the future for this industry? Any trends? I mean, you have the crystal ball with you. How do you see this whole thing panning out?
As I said, again, if we trace back to history, in 2000, when the concept of GCC started with GE, British Airways, etc., it was at that time envisaged as a cost center. Subsequently, around 2010, cost was assumed to be given. It was taken as an enterprise talent center. Even I'm not saying these are not important. These are continued to be important. These are continued to be delivered. In 2015, it was not modified, augmented to being an innovation center. In perhaps in 2020, it was now being crystalline. I'm saying the top 200 enterprises bulk up to grow as an enterprise transformation center. By 2025, I expect most of the GCCs in India and whatever they're doing will transform themselves into centers of excellence for digital transformation. If I coin a word, it will be COEDT, digital transformation, center of excellence, digital transformation. When I mean digital transformation, they will continue to mainstream many of the work, what they're doing, transformation into a core and perhaps continue to do the operations and technology job to supply the core. The way the banking industry will get done will undergo a change. The way the consumer purchases and experiences on an online will undergo a change. The way the payment system works and operates will undergo a change. All these changes will be spearheaded by GCC COEDT is a model I expect is completely going to change. Second, which I expect to change, within India itself, it'll be a second level of spokeshore model will come. The talent is now hidden in currently the GCC services are getting done from 8 major locations. By 2022 to 25, with improved connectivity, improved social infrastructure, improved physical infrastructure, perhaps the GCC model will extend to spokeshore model, perhaps another 25 locations. And third and most importantly, from a GCC model, while the core enterprises have got the core curriculum, core learning modules to develop, there will be increased leadership role being played by the Indian leaders, leaders from Indian origin from India for the parent enterprises. We have a little bit of work to do there. This is exactly what we are all working together to create leadership profile, cultural integration leadership, leadership to influence decision, leadership to give a crystal ball view, the CXO level and above. What else is possible rather than answering what else, what is it I'm doing? Those are the things I would say leadership, talent, multiple location, digital infrastructure, all leading to the GCC is moving to the model of Center of Excellence for Digital Transformation is what my prognosis is for 2025.
Thanks. As we have this extremely engaging conversation and how GCCs are going to be moving and morphing into becoming global capability centers of digital transformation, I think if I have to quickly recap what we've discussed so far is that there has been robust growth numbers and a strong business case for Indian GCCs that have been heard loud and clear with global enterprises across the spectrum of industries and geographies. India has played a huge role and has been a preferred GCC destination for many decades and will continue to be in the future as well, thanks to the efforts that have been made by the government as well as the infrastructure development within multiple non-metro and metro cities, owing to India's unique ecosystem such as academia, startups, service providers, industry bodies and government, as well as access to abundance talent in the metro and the non-metro cities. And continuous government support India lies ahead as a preferred GCC destination. India has also given enterprises the ability for low-cost experiment and failure and rewards, and especially rewards which are high when succeeded. Post-COVID-19, this model has actually accelerated. A few years back, a popular airline had a tagline, "Now everyone can fly." I think if we draw parallels to it, we can confidently say, now everyone can set up a GCC, irrespective of skill, size, and any other considerations. So thank you, KSV, for being on our show today and giving us your nuggets of knowledge. We really appreciate it. And listeners, please continue listening to our channel to hear more about GCCs and how they evolve. Thank you.
Thank you, Smita. This is a fantastic conversation, and I hope you have more of this. The news and the word and the story about Indian GCC success as to spread.
Thank you for tuning in. Please join us again for an exciting conversation with yet another leader answering the unanswered questions. Follow us on our social channels for the latest updates.